Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. All right. Hey, this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Go to 6622 University Avenue in San Diego or sdcarb.com for all your carburation and fuel injection needs. And if you're into Porsches, BMWs, or Minis, and you're done working with the dealer, well, Black Forest Motorsports can pick up the pace and give you quality service. Go to blackforestautomotive.com right there at 8066 Engineer Road. 40 years experience. That's right. All right. You know, we got Brittany in the house.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
And how are you today?
Well enough.
And who are your two wonderful guests that you brought in?
Oh, yes. You know, Dave, I can't help but think a couple that races together stays together.
Are they dwarf car drivers?
No, they are not. Though.
Oh, my heart be still. They're not dwarf car drivers.
You know I'm reaching out. But they do have four wheels. Both of them race quads.
Really?
Yes. We have Steve and Tracy Kirshner with us in-house.
Oh, now you give me their last name. Because I just down here, Steve and Tracy.
Kirshner. Yes, locals, a local team.
In fact, are soon to be neighbors in Alpine. I'm so excited. Well, let's talk to the captain of the team, Tracy. So, quads? How long have you been racing quads?
Well, Steve's been racing quads about 10 years. Me, probably 4 or 5.
Okay, so you just decided... If you can do it, I can do it.
It looked fun.
Yeah,
girl.
And I'm glad to see you're on a quad, not a three-wheeler.
No.
Because three-wheelers love to poke holes in people for some silly reason. So where do you guys race?
Well, Desert, District 38, flat track at Camp Lockett. We do old school scrambles in San Bernardino at Glen Helen.
Oh, okay.
Steve does a little bit of everything. I love flat track. That's like
my
favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And that takes some skill.
Is the rear end drifting around when you say that?
That's why she likes
it. Yeah, that sounds fun.
What size quad do you race?
A 450.
Ooh.
It's a Yamaha YFZ 450R fuel injected.
Nice. Yeah.
Fancy.
I know. And what do you race, son?
Oh, the same thing.
Oh, you race the same bike, huh?
Same bike. They're identical.
Okay. So who's fast? Yeah, get a little bit closer to your mic. Who's faster?
Oh, sorry. What's that?
Who's faster?
It
depends.
You know, she's beat me, so I can't say that, you know, it's not a one-way thing.
Well, sweet and innocent. Look at her.
Yeah, but don't you have just a little bit of a weight over her that you know, that's an advantage, wouldn't you say, a little bit?
On quads, it kind of levels the playing field.
Being heavier or being lighter?
Either way.
Oh, interesting. Because I've never raced a quad. You know, I've ridden enough of them to... last me a lifetime, and I mean, I love them to death, but, you know, and it's a really good, inexpensive sport to get into and still get all the fun.
He's not agreeing exactly.
I don't know about inexpensive.
Well, if you don't do anything silly to it, like
break
Well,
we can find
it.
You something more expensive, right? It's all relative.
I've got probably $20,000 into my quad.
Okay.
Oh, so we're serious about quad racing.
Oh, yeah, very serious.
So you're kind of like I was when I was in go-kart racing. I took my cart used, because I didn't have a lot of money, to the cart guy, Mr. Sanger, and I handed him my credit card.
Oh, geez,
or my checkbook, actually. No, and I just said, when you're done, if I lose, it better be my fault and not yours.
Right.
Is that the kind of the mentality you go with?
We do... put a lot of faith in our builders, you know, but in the end, it's all about how you treat the bike.
Well, sure. If you want to kill it, you can kill it. And there's where the price goes up. I mean, if you want to go through four motors a year, you can do that if you don't use your head.
We build for reliability.
Well, sure. Yes. Yeah. Because you're really in it for the fun. I mean, you're not making any money at it, right?
No, it's like a lot of our guys say, there's no sponsors in the stands. It's, you know, we're lucky if we have a few people out there cheering us on.
Yeah, and which is unfortunate, really. I mean, it's usually family members if it's anybody. But one of the downsides, because I'm big on supporting sponsors.
There's no place to put sponsors on your
car.
That's
a good point. Your helmet.
I mean, you got your helmet, your back, your stomach, and that's it.
Our quads look like billboards.
As much as we can.
Pack them full of stickers, and you're right. It is hard to see.
You don't have a big flat panel that says, you know, Antonelli's Deli Sandwiches.
No, but I think I might know somebody that does have that on one of their cars.
Well, sponsor. I keep telling her, get a food sponsor.
A bacon. We know this.
She's working on bacon. She hasn't found herself a bacon.
We go to sandwich bags, by the way.
Well, see, there you go. So you've been racing 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. I got in at about 35. I'm 45 now.
Okay. So you kind of started a little late in life?
Yeah, a little late. I've been riding my whole life.
Right.
But finally, it was when we got the Yamaha 450Rs. It's a race-ready bike right off the showroom floor.
Right.
And so I was able to take it out just like that after purchase.
Uh-huh.
I got started. And then, of course, once you get in, now...
So for every upgrade you get, does Tracy get the upgrade?
Are we starting something here on
curiosity.
Radio?
Well,
just curious.
My bike is a little bit more, modified. Yeah, a little bit. There's a few things I have that she
and
doesn't have on her bike.
And she still beat you.
Well, on occasion. That did happen. That has happened.
I try to make him the priority because he does so many different ones, so many different series.
Yeah, you do just one.
You want him competitive at every series.
So would you say your quad is really designed for flat track? I mean, have you got it set up that way?
Actually, it's very versatile because it can be set up for both in an afternoon. So we could really, it takes 5 minutes to set it up for flat track.
Gotcha.
And then it could be desert ready in a few minutes because I don't have... You know, we didn't cut the shocks or anything.
Right.
So it's just,
does he make you work on it?
You know, he doesn't make me, but I enjoy it with him.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, because how else are you going to get to know
your
equipment unless you get into, I'm not talking about rebuilding the motors and all that, but tire pressure, you know, yours are still chain, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not belts. They haven't gone to a belt system.
No belts, no drive shafts.
Okay. So you're still utilizing a chain, which is important, making sure the tension's properly and it's lubricated but other than that, it's kind of a turn and go.
Yes.
How does someone get into this? What would you recommend to a listener who wants to race? And
Well, buy the same Yamaha we got. You know,
you said it was race ready.
It's race ready. The YFZ 450R, the fuel injected bike. I think Yamaha is the only one making a 450 anymore.
I think so too. I think Honda got out of it, and I don't know of anybody else besides Honda
But those bikes right off the floor, they have long travel suspension.
Mm-hmm.
They're really friendly to a rider and
a first time rider for sure.
Yeah, and it's so.
And you could work yourself into it, and like you said, start doing modifications, maybe changing the shocks. And
one thing is when you start racing, there's so many different kinds of racing. Mm-hmm. You might start, you know, doing desert racing and then end up doing motocross.
Right.
You know, I'd never dreamed about doing flat track, but then one of our desert racer friends said, "Hey,
you ought to try it.
Check this out."
Yeah.
And it was amazing. So we've done years of that now. Get the right bike.
Right.
You know, do maybe a couple modifications and try to find your niche.
Are there any clubs in San Diego?
Well, with desert racing at District 38, AMA District 38 Desert Racing, there's four clubs that put on the season.
Gotcha.
Each club has to host a couple of races.
Right.
So there's that, but other than that,
but you meet a lot of good friends, and that's part of getting better in the sport. Cause when you know people that are in it before, you're no different than Brittany and Dwarf Cars, you know, she went into it just about as green as an apple.
Didn't know a thing.
We in the quad community, we're a real tight group.
Right. That's what
everybody knows everybody. Yeah. It's even more so than the dirt bikes. The dirt bike guys,
they're a little bit more individualists, I noticed. I work with Cal VMX a lot.
Yeah, we race their flat track. We love Frank and Debbie.
Aren't they the best?
They're awesome.
I have to tell you a cute story. I tell it every time I talk about them. I had them at KUSI when we were allowed to have more than one person at the studio. And so beautiful bikes, Bull Tacos, Husqvarnas. So I walk up to the Bull Taco guy, you know, and he's all puffy up. And he looks like he just came out of GQ. His uniform was spotless. Say, hey, how's this bike start? Run good? Oh, starts every time. I said, well, it can't be a Bull Taco, that's for sure. And I thought I ruined his day. I hurt his little feelings and everything. All right, well, hang with us because we're going to be talking to you some more later on down the road. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, check out their inventory, new and used. 80% of their used cars are trade-ins. They don't go to the auction, they send cars to the auction. And they support Barona Speedway. Barona Speedway is one fast track right up there, 4.5 miles north of the casino. Right now, the track is not open to the general public due to the COVID, but the Salazar family is working hard, keeping the track up. They are doing some practices periodically here and there just to give the local drivers an opportunity. And on the line, we've got Todd Salazar and Dirt Dude. Hey, Todd, how's it going, buddy?
How are you guys?
We're just doing fine. What are you up to?
Well, we did a Friday night practice, and we did yesterday.
Yay!
And everyone was happy.
Good.
I'm gonna try and open and do a race. Ooh. On August 22nd.
Oh. Okay, let me write that down. Oh. August
22nd.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for a few things to come together to see, you know, about doing it. Our next race would have been August 8th, and then the 22nd would be the following 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
So I got a bunch of work I got to do, and then I got to find out all my logistics on, you know, everything about doing it.
Right.
So I'm not saying that it's happening.
Right.
But I'm hoping that it's happening.
Well, the key is you'll know by next Sunday, I have a sneaky feeling.
Yes.
Okay.
So I only have one problem for the 22nd. The 23rd is my wedding anniversary, and we're going to be at the beach camping. So I'm taking the whole week off work, and I'm going to have to leave. Yeah, Trisha's not very happy. So I'm going to have to leave and then go do the race and then, you know, go back to the beach. Maybe if I bring her a good present, she'll be okay with it.
I think, there's a Hellcat with your name on it someplace, or a diamond, or a house, or something. But, yeah, I'm sure she'll understand because, I mean, it's, yeah, I totally understand it. Yeah, I get it. So if you do decide to pull this off on the 22nd, will it be a full calendar of events, all the divisions?
Yes. But the whole thing is, I don't know if I'm going to do it with spectators or without spectators. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Yeah, even if you could social distance, but then how are you going to know who could come and who can't? That would be a real challenge, I think.
This is the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just try it, wing it, do one race.
Yeah.
If it works, then we can figure it out, and we can at least get 4 races in of the regular scheduled season.
Right.
And call 2020, you know, good.
Yeah, no, I
as good as we can.
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally understand. Yeah, no, you're right. You got to, you know, and it's so good of you guys to, I know you're sticking your neck out. I know there's no revenue when you're doing it this way. And I don't know anybody in business that does it for free. So no one should expect you to do the same. Maybe we could work out something to where maybe some of your sponsors could donate some money, you know, just for the fact that you're going to be open and you're going to be running the race, because you still have to have fire and safety. You still have to have corner workers. You still have to have an announcer, and that guy is expensive. I've seen his bill. Holy
He's
Christ.
The reason they haven't been running, I thought.
I know. Well, you know, he lives on that big mansion, and, you know, he's got toolboxes with drawers he has
personal
to organize.
Personal.
It's terrible.
Haircuts.
I know, personal haircuts, exactly. So, hey, how many years you been married?
It'll be 12 years on the 23rd.
Ah, well, congratulations. Tell her, hey, the first 11 were off the charts, so we can have one little bump in the road on this one. That's no big deal. Have her call me. I'll hook you up, buddy.
I might get you in trouble. So yeah. Practice was good? Yeah. Practice went well? You're happy? Everyone's happy?
Did you get enough cars out there to make it worthwhile?
Believe it or not, we had more cars Friday than we did Saturday.
Oh.
Wow. Now, I would have thought that would have been just the opposite.
We had 19 big cars Friday night.
Whoa.
And 7 kids' cars. And then Saturday, we had 13 big cars and 8 kid cars.
Well, that's not bad. Hey, who was the guy driving the white Chevy Camaro? Eric Evans hooked him up.
Rick Chavez?
I think so. It was posted on Facebook, and it was a cool video. I mean, he started off a little slow, but man, I think Dirt Dude, do you know who it is?
Yeah, it might be Rick Chavez, yeah.
Yeah.
But multiple people were driving the car.
That looked like, geez, I mean, I'm thinking, oh, that doesn't look too bad. That looked like that. He was having a great time. He only missed turn 3 and 4 twice. But other than that, he did extremely well. I was very impressed. Yeah. Track.
Paul Dyke came up yesterday, and he drove his car.
Finally. Right. Well, he'll be in a good mood all week. That's good.
Yeah, he called me earlier, and PJ drove it once, too.
Oh, really? So he took the whole family up. How cool is that?
Yes.
So do you have to do anything to the facility? I mean, are you're pretty much ready, aren't you?
No. I got to grade everything. I got to fix everything. I got all kinds. That's why I'm not going to do it in 2 weeks. I got too much work to do.
Yeah. I got you. No.
Do you need volunteers? I can't help but think of Becky McBride from last week and how much she helped out at Cajon.
Well, sometimes volunteers are great, but sometimes you need to do it yourself.
It's more work.
Am I right?
I'm going to do something hopefully next weekend. Okay. I'm just waiting for this for tomorrow. I got some things going.
Right.
Like I said, I got to find some things out.
Right.
And that's the case, then we'll do that and get everything we can done, you know, on a week by week basis.
Sure. So I got a couple of quad racers here, and I guess they've ran out there before. Is there any interest of having them back out again? Maybe if not this season, maybe next.
Doing flat track or doing the
flat track?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, because they just moved Alpine, so they're close. You know, which would make you know how many quads do you normally have in your group?
Well, last year we just got started, so once we got the ball rolling, I think the last race we had about 15 of us out there.
Oh, that's a number you can deal with, huh?
Absolutely.
And that just, you know, once you get spectators again, then that brings in the quad spectators as well. Because I love watching those quad guys and girls, because we have a young lady that races as well sitting here, so I don't want to get in serious trouble.
Back out again, maybe not this season, maybe next.
So,
We'll put whatever we can on the track.
Yeah.
You know, we do the lawnmowers and all that stuff. Those guys are champing at the bit, too.
Well, who isn't champing at the bit, really, when you come right down to it? I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, like I said, I commend you 100% at the way you're doing it. I don't care what anybody says. Personally, I've not heard one negative about the fact that you're not racing full time. I've not heard not one person say anything, just that they're just anxious to get back on the track. And I think these practices that you're putting on is really, I think once you keep doing them the way you're doing them, I think your car count's going to start picking up because people are all saying, hey, you know, it's a blast. I mean, even though you're only out there by yourself, but it still gives you an opportunity to kind of test and tune. So when it does open up, you're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looks like you made a lot of junior drivers happy. And you gave Sexton a chance to kind of get his... get a little practice running that.
Everyone that came out yesterday, from what I was told, and everyone I talked to was happy. And Friday, except I didn't have time to grade the kids' track before we started running the kids on Friday.
So
I bladed the kids' track off, and then we made it better. And then yesterday, everything was good.
Yeah, well, that's a challenge. A little bump and
once they get bumping, they're just hopping along.
They were doing some wheelies.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
front and back.
It's funny you should say that because somebody captured a photo of one of the kid carts with all four wheels off the ground.
Yeah. Is Nick Novak? Yeah, no,
Probably Friday. It's probably Nick Novak.
Yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was Nick.
Well, it should be Nick Novak. If it's anybody, it's got to be him. I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah. Well, I just got off the phone with him, talking to him. And we bladed the track, and then we drug it with our drags, you know, just to fine-tune it.
Yeah.
That kid was flat-footing it wide open all the way around.
I think
he
was getting crossed
lifting.
Up, too, like this little counter-steering.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that's, you know, if it's anywhere related to Nick, that's totally understandable. Yeah.
I'm sure the kid had a grin on his face ear to ear.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, because, I mean, let's face it. Yeah.
Super excited. Scully, a Reed who was on KSI, was out on the track for the very first time. He's 5 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was what I was trying to send you. I'm sure he's still grinning.
Yeah. Well, I bet he slept with his helmet. What do you want to bet?
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say nothing. I'm just throwing it out there. So if you're going to just out of curiosity, because, you know, I'm sure somebody, I can't get anybody to find Antonelli's to sponsor their car. So are there going to be food out there on the 23rd?
Oh, for the drivers at least and crew?
Yes.
Oh.
In the pit. For sure in the pit.
There's a little shack in the pit
Perfect.
Area.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, you know, because, I mean, you know, make sure there's bacon. Otherwise.
Hamburgers.
Are you going to be there?
Probably.
I was going to say, you could need a little stress reduction, don't you think?
It would help.
I think it would help
a
lot.
Need for speed.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, and I tell everybody, go to the website or go to your Facebook page. If you're new on Facebook, like their page, Barona Speedway. Stay on the website. They'll keep you up to date, because the minute any breaking news hits, it'll hit there first and it'll hit here second.
Yep. I'm going to hopefully know by, you know, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. And like I said, I'm sure once you hear anything, and like I said, if it's good news, fantastic. If it's not, then we just have to roll with it.
Be patient.
Just be patient.
Appreciate that we do have a local track.
That's right. And go back home and wax your whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you're riding, wax it. All right, buddy. Well, you guys have a great time. Dirt Dude's always good talking to you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, folks. We're going to take a break. We come back a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Fastest half-mile dirt track right here in San Diego County. I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything till you've seen Paris Auto Speedway. Now, they're having the same pandemic issue everybody else is, so they're doing things like renting out the track and what have you, but no racing at this time. But have no fear. We got, and if I ruin your name, Bobby, you'll totally understand.
Same.
Go ahead. You're a school teacher.
No,
how do you say his
I
last
teach
name?
Science and PE. I don't have
what
good
do you mean
at
science
spelling. Let's
and
see.
PE.
Michnovich?
Micnovich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, you see
that's
it.
Simple. Micnovich. Yeah. God, I should have known that. Hey, and by the way, you're talking about a superstar. He won the California Lightning Sprint first race of the year last night at Bakersfield. So Bakersfield actually held a race?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to get to race. Bakersfield ran with no fans.
Oh, okay.
Just the cars, and everybody tried to do the common sense social distancing, and the track was great, like always. And hopefully pretty soon all the tracks, all the local California tracks, can get back to racing with fans and a common sense approach to get everybody back out to the track and having fun again.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
Are you going to ask how long he's raced?
No, that's why I said, doesn't he sound like he's 18?
Yeah, but I looked at when he was born.
Dude, 50 years you've been racing?
I know.
Yeah, I started when I was 4 years old. My dad put me in a quarter midget when I was 4 or 5 years old. We raced those for about 10 years. And when I turned 16, he put me in a three-quarter midget. Then I was 18, he put me in a sprint car, and we raced with CRA and NARC and World of Outlaws. I've been fortunate enough to get to race with the best that have ever driven a race car. I learned from Ron Schumann, Lee McSpadden,
Dean Thompson, Bubby Jones, Doug Wolfgang, Steve Kinzer, the list goes on.
Wow.
I just feel fortunate.
Yeah.
And you're still driving and you're still winning.
Yeah, we're still fortunate enough to be able to do it. I scaled back. Like, I quit sprint cars in maybe 99, and then I took about 4 years off, and I came back and started running midgets and focus midgets, and we did Chili Bowl, and then we found the Lightning Sprints in about 2010 for my son, Kevin, who races also occasionally. But once I got in a Lightning Sprint, it's like a little scaled-down World of Outlaw sprint car. It's the best racing for the money that I've ever done. And now that I'm 56 years old and I don't quite take crashing and you know, you don't feel the same. I'm like, I'm going to just scale it back and do these as long as I can.
Wow. Yeah. We had, our little, I don't know if you've ever been to Barona Speedway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have. I love that track. It's very similar to Bakersfield. I've raced there many times and, it's a good racetrack. In fact, we were able to win there, I think, last year we won a race there. I like that place.
They ran them last year.
Well, I do a local television segment here in San Diego, and I promote the racetracks like crazy. I try to get people to come in from Paris. And when we heard that you guys were coming last year, and I think it was the first time in a long time that you guys had been there, drug about three or four of you guys out to the TV station, and they had a great night, a lot of fans, and the show was so good because you guys flat put on a show. I'm telling, because if you can't tell, they can't tell you from the big cars when you're sitting in the stands when they're all the same size.
If when we're on a quarter mile track, it's a great show, and Barona, we put on a great show. I'm hoping to get back there. California Lightning Sprints aren't there this year. Their own series is running, I think, this year. But it's a neat little track. I like it.
Yeah, I know the Salazars would love to have you back, and I know the fans would as well. But, I look at the California Lightning Sprints kind of like go-karts. You know, not taking anything away from either one, but, you know, the thrill of racing is the thrill of racing. We got two folks in studio right now that race quads, and they flat track quads. And again, it's really not the vehicle as much as it is the joy and the excitement and the thrill of racing.
No, that's what I tell everybody, because I've been lucky to race my whole life and race sprint cars and everything. I said, race what you can afford to be competitive in, because racing's racing. And like I said, Lightning Sprints, go-karts, for me, it's all dirt. It's got to be a dirt track. But other than that, it's anything. It's long as it's competitive and you're good at it and you can afford to do it. I mean, don't bite off more than you can chew.
Right.
But no, Lightning Sprints are great because you got young guys coming in that are learning. You got old guys like me that still can do it.
Sure.
And you got everybody in between. That's why it's such a great series.
Well, Brittany, my co-host, is a school teacher. She started racing dwarf cars at 45 years old, never been in a four-wheel car on the dirt, came from motorcycles, but not competitively, were you, on motorcycles?
Not too much, no.
But when you got into the dwarf car, she's become so serious. You can't go near her car when she's talking to her crew chief. She will tear your head off. But you know, and she's been, how long have you been racing, Britt?
Five seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's traveling.
I'm
she
hooked.
Drags her car. She hooked up with Cruise America. You know, she gets an RV and, you know, and off she goes. And again, it's a dwarf car. Nothing taken away from a dwarf car, but it's all about the race.
Well, I like how he says you can afford to be competitive. That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, without a doubt. I was racing 410 sprint cars with SCRA in the 90s, and a friend of mine had a dwarf car, and he kept telling me, you got to race my dwarf car. And I was like, no, I don't want to race. I didn't say anything, but I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm busy. Kind of avoided it. And then we were going to Ventura, and he called me. He says, hey, I'm at Ventura this week, and you're at Ventura this week. You can race my dwarf car. And I thought, oh, I can't get out of it. So we went, and I drove it. And I thought I was going to be embarrassed because I'm like, oh, I'm a sprint car driver. And I drove that thing, and that was the funnest thing I ever drove. I kept driving it every time. He took me to the Dwarf Car Nationals at Mojave. It was the funnest thing I ever drove.
I know. Brittany was there as well.
I was just there last season. Yeah, they are fun, but, you know, you find your niche that you love. And Steve and Tracy and I were talking about that earlier. Yeah. You just find your niche, and And makes you smile. Yeah. Keeps you happy. Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, that's like everybody. That's what, like, I'm in lightning sprints. I came from sprint cars, and some people say it's like stepping down or, for me, it's like, I don't care what you're driving. As long as you're competitive and you're having fun, it's that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I put a lot of, and I'm happy to do this for you as well. Scott DeLosi will give you all my contact info. And if you ever want to bring your car to down to San Diego for television, put it on there to give your sponsors back some airtime. I am more than, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. But when I bring the little kids in, I bring them in as that are driving as young as 5, 6, 7 years old. One of the questions I ask them is, say, what's your grade point average? 4.0, 4.2. And because I tell parents, I go, you want to get your kids good in school? Get them into racing. Because you take their car away or their bike away, they'll be heartbroken and their grades will come up.
Yeah, well, I was in a quarter midget my whole time from I was 5 till I was 16 years old, and my mom would always tell me my grades need to be up, but I always knew whether my grades were good or not, my dad was going to take me racing.
But I bet your grades were good, too. Tell the truth.
Yeah, they were decent. They were all right. I wasn't terrible and I wasn't great. It wasn't 4.0, but it wasn't. Was 2.0, so I was like in the middle.
Were you daydreaming about the racetrack when you were supposed to be studying or working?
Yeah. No, ever since I was little, all you do is the Monday through Friday is just to get to Saturday to go race. That's all those days are about.
Yeah, and those are all a blur, right?
Yeah, you don't remember. I mean, you just Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday's race day.
So the lightning sprints, are they pretty easy to maintain and are they they're not inexpensive by any nothing's inexpensive. I already got schooled by saying a quad was inexpensive, but if you don't abuse it, can you get a whole season out of it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Comparatively to what it is, a sprint car, it's a mini sprint.
Right.
It's very inexpensive. I mean, I don't know what it's all relative, but you can buy a car ready to race, turnkey with spare parts for under $10,000, which is still a chunk of money. But a sprint car motor alone in a real sprint car is $45,000. So, but you can buy that car for $10,000, and you could run a good 2 seasons on it if you don't crash it.
Yeah.
And if you just take care of it, they're not that hard to maintain. That's another reason I like them, because I've got my T-shirt business here in Southern California, and I don't have that much time to run a sprint car and maintenance it, whereas a lightning sprint, I can maintain it. It doesn't take me all week like a sprint car used to do.
Hey, Dave, the guy who's sitting to my right,
yes,
he might have told me that when he's accomplished a few more things on his quads, he might find himself in a lightning sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Are you been looking at him?
Well, last year when we were doing the quads at Barona, I saw, I guess, this guy and some others out there, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then, like he was just saying, I saw what it costs, and I was comparing that.
And what do you got in yours?
And what do you got
in your quad?
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I could do that.
I could buy two of them.
Right? No, I saw, and I just fell in love with those things watching them. I was like, wow, and being that it's not so far, like he was saying.
Like you said, $40,000 for an engine in a 410. What engine runs in the lightning sprints?
Motorcycle engines. Like I have a Kawasaki ZX-10, 1,000cc, but any of the Japanese bikes, 1,000cc, and you can run a 1,200 also.
So it's kind of like a dwarf car.
Yeah.
Because they run the same thing.
Except we can run on methanol. Also, my younger son, Kevin, he races, and he's really fast. He came off of – he didn't race anything. He was just really good on a dirt bike. We used to go to, quads and dirt bikes and everything to the desert all the time, and he's just really good. He'd go to the tracks, and he translates over to a car, like, easy. So the guy on the quad, I would assume he would translate onto the car really quickly.
Oh, keep it up. Keep it up. You're going to have this guy putting a for sale sign on his quad next Thursday.
Well, that was one of the things, was seeing that it was a motorcycle engine. I was like, okay,
I can do this.
Well,
your wife could keep running quads flat track, and you could start running lightning sprints.
I'm absolutely going to do it. I just, like Brittany said, I just have to accomplish a few more goals.
Well, you're buying a house first.
Well, yeah, there's that.
There's that.
That little thing called a house.
But that price to fun factor ratio is worth it.
Yeah. I think that is it.
And I doing the, you know, because there's travel costs and everything else, but I race quad so much that it'll be similar for our budget.
And it'll fit in your trailer.
Yeah.
Maybe. With the wing off.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the wing off. So who are, and I'm sure you have sponsors, right? Other than your t-shirt company?
I got a little bit of stuff. I got, mostly companies that are within the industry, like Super Shocks is my shock guy. Mm-hmm. Outlaw Wings is my wing guy. Flume and Wagner. We run straight out of the bikes, come the motors, mm-hmm. but then you'll run it for maybe two seasons and then you have a guy freshen it up for you. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Flume and Wagner does my freshen ups if I need one, different places like that.
The only reason I made you do that is now you can send this show to your sponsors and say, see, I talked about you.
There you go.
See, it's all about giving out the love. Well, I got to tell you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, plus the series has a payout. And the payout is pretty good for the type of series that we are. It doesn't pay like Sprint Car where it's $2,000 to win. But it pays pretty decent, so everybody gets a check. If you go to race, when you leave that night, you're going to get a check in the mail for something, depending on how well you did.
Yeah.
So cover your gas, your fuel to the track, things like that. So it all helps.
Hey, we got a quad Yamaha if you're interested in. It's not all that expensive because when you said payout, my guest's eyes just lit up because they don't pay out a whole lot at quad racing. Well, hey, buddy, I really appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday, and I've been thinking about making some Racer Radio t-shirts. So what I want you to do is
there you go.
Have Scott send me your contact information. I'd love to give you some biz.
Awesome. We appreciate it. And thanks for having me. It was a nice time.
Oh, no, my pleasure. And you're always welcome to call in. And what I need you to do is get my email and I'll send you the copy of this show. And then that way I've got your email. Then I can set up some time and bring you and your family down to TV, and you can do a little staycation in San Diego, and we'll get you on TV.
Very cool. We'll do it.
All right, buddy. Take care and be safe.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic right out there on Woodside next to the drive-in movie. I don't care what you drive, whether it's your street car, race car, drag car, dune buggy, you name it, those boys out there, they can definitely make it run fast. They got an in-house dyno, and the guys truly know what they're doing. Certified Car Clinic. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, we're back with Steve and Tracy, District 38 quad racers. By the way, there are two quads up for sale. Very inexpensive.
Not yet, listeners. Not just yet.
Okay, not just yet.
Soon enough when we talk them into
so
cars.
You've been racing the longest.
Tracy thought it looked fun, so
yeah,
she decided
and that
to
was
do
kind
it.
Of, it's a, and it's really neat that a husband and wife race together.
I think that's amazing. What a bond.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, because you all kind of know what you're going to be doing this coming weekend, right?
Yes.
Right?
It's not like, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
We were talking before we walked in about if it's easier to watch from the stands mm-hmm. or to be on the track. And so Tracy and I were talking about how it is so hard to watch
question.
From the stands. And then not my favorite topic, but the topic of crashes came up.
Yeah.
So apparently Steve had an epic crash, but Tracy didn't see it because she was racing too. And I thought maybe that was easier
you guys,
for you.
You race in the same class together?
A lot of times with quads, what happens is you'll have different classes, but on the track at the same time if there's not.
Okay.
Enough bikes, the pony class
does that sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he hit a K-rail, and there was quite a bit of damage to his bike. And apparently from the eyewitness accounts, it was a miracle that he walked away. And I was on the track, so I didn't see it. So that is why he still races today. Because if I would have seen that.
You would have put a kibosh on the whole
thing. I don't know. It was pretty
epic.
Pretty
well, maybe you
I
are
got
right
very,
there.
Very lucky. It was I hit the K-rail about 70 miles an hour, and I skipped up on top of it.
I was going to say your body missed the rail. And
I was able to stay on the bike, and I kind of rode the top of the rail for a while, and then it spit me back down onto the track, and the bike wouldn't go anymore, but I was okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't get hurt?
No.
Just
bruises? Bruises.
Bumps and bruises.
No broken bones.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old saying, when your number's up, your number's up.
No, with age comes a cage.
Oh, we don't like to hear that.
Well, I know you haven't checked off those goals. Yeah. What are those goals? Are you public with them?
Well, yeah. The class I race Desert in is the K-Quad vet. It's separated by age groups.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would like to get the number one plate. This year I got the number two. So, you know, I'm getting there.
But yes, you are.
Once I get the number one plate.
Then you'll move on.
Then I can look at other things.
Okay, don't get the number one plate, whatever you do. Just sandbag. You know, fake it. Pop a tire. Do something. Because you'll ruin his. Hey, have you ever had an accident?
Yourself? No, not racing.
That's not racing. Yeah, I was going to say, well, if you haven't gone down, you're going to go down. So be ready for it. Well, quads are way, 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 way more safer than they used to be. I mean, than three-wheelers.
Well, I know some three-wheeler guys that would argue.
Oh, I know they would, but I've been thrown off a three-wheeler, and it was just like somebody doing the old over your shoulder and slamming you on the ground because the wheel went into a ditch that I didn't see, and the bike said, okay, I think I'll stop now.
Yeah.
And I was doing about 40.
I support the three-wheeler community. There's a huge resurgent. You know, I do a lot of advocating for them. When
I still
it comes
want a
to,
Honda 250R.
Oh, always, yeah. I mean, those.
That's
are,
my bike.
That's the best. You know. But it they're so much more expensive now because of the resurgence. Prices have gone up.
Yeah. And you can't buy new.
No.
Right.
So you're buying vintage.
You know what they do now though is they make these new conversion kits out of the. Out of the 450 dirt bikes.
No.
And so you get modern technology on a three-wheeler, and they're amazing.
Because if you know how to ride a three-wheeler, they're quick, and they're very, you can go quite well on them and not, you know, it's when you mess up. And it really doesn't make a difference if you got two, three wheels or four wheels. When you go down, you go down.
Oh, when it lands on you. Oh.
I know some of the fastest, most talented three-wheeler riders in the nation, and they ride their three-wheelers just like the outdoor motocross pros.
Sure.
You know, they go big as, I mean, 40-foot jumps, 70-foot jumps.
I got a challenge for you two. It would be absolutely a blast. It would take you a week, and maybe a week, make it a couple of days. It's called the Nora.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
I used to be the announcer the first 3 years of it. And what it is, it's a rally. It's not a hardcore race. You know, there's no money. And you start at 7 in the morning, and you finish up about 5 o'clock at night. And you run on the east side of the Baja Peninsula. You start at Tecate, then Bay of L.A., then Loretto, then Cabo, and then whatever they want us at the very bottom. All the big dogs have done it now because, you know, in fact, I was talking to Walker Evans. He goes, wow, this is the first time I actually got to see the scenery, you know, because when you're racing hardcore, you know, you're not paying any attention. And every night you have dinners and drinking beers and car, you know, bike and car stories. And there's a big motorcycle group and quads are down there. And it's just like a vacation. It's really, really, really cool.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you ought to just Google Nora, N-O-R-R-A, and take a peek. It'd just be a fun vacation. I don't know if you're into Mexico, but if you've never been on the east side of the Baja Peninsula, it's just to give you an example, we pull into Bay of L.A., and it's just a little tiny community. I mean, there's no grocery stores and, like, one gas station, and one guy's got a welder, and, you know, I mean, but... So I walked into the hotel, and they don't even have locks on the doors. That's how cool this place is. And I says, yeah, I ordered a fish taco. Jose, fish taco, goes out, gets in his boat, goes out, catches the fish, comes back, cleans it, and there was my fish taco.
Oh, that is an amazing story.
I was so blown away by that place. It was just off the charts. So, yeah, so that'd be a lot of fun. So, yeah, so... With the COVID in, so your chances of getting the number one plate is a little slimmer?
Actually, maybe not, because since there's less races, it's more at the end of the season. We're split into two parts of the season, from January until summer, and then we have summer break, and then September until January again.
Because you have a really good opportunity.
It's a unique opportunity, but it being a shortened season, you know, there's a little bit that takes out.
Where
are
you
of
at right now?
Right now, I'm probably third in points.
Okay.
There's a lot that goes into it, because there's not just racing. You have to work races, and you get scored for that too.
Oh, I see.
And so I've got a strategy right now on how to do it. You know?
Got it all figured out.
Hopefully.
You don't need to
reveal
that.
As long as the bike
that.
Stays together, you've got it all figured out.
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, do you have any goals and aspirations, or are you just out there having fun?
I'm just having fun when I can. You know, we have an 8-year-old, so it depends on when we have a babysitter. So sometimes, you know, I don't get to go out as often as we would like for me to, but I just love to have fun. I like the people.
People
are awesome.
The best? Yeah.
And I, you know, and when I can't, I love to support him.
Sure.
And get him ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, it's so cool. And I don't want you to take any offense that you kind of allow her to come out and ride as well.
Yeah.
Because it's double the work, really, when you come right down to it.
Oh, it can. When I have to set up two quads, compared to just one.
Right.
And sometimes we will race desert on a Saturday and go straight to San Bernardino and race TT on Sunday.
Oh.
Wow.
And that level of commitment.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, because you want her out there on a competitive bike, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last thing you want to do is just say,
No, I want to see her do her best to always.
Absolutely.
You know?
Just like that old adage, you know, here's my bike or my cart, here's my checkbook. If I fail, I want it to be me, not you and the cart, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really – so do you have any kind of special driving gear? I mean, anything in particular that are fancy? I mean, is your driving suit, is it bright colors? Or?
No, not really. Just...
Yeah, you're not all that flashy, huh?
No,
yeah,
not at all.
She, except –
the joy of racing, the joy of driving.
You don't even, you wear a black helmet, black driver's suit.
The only thing is I do make my fingernails match my car. That's the only girly thing.
She
it's
races.
Just a weird superstition.
Does
Most
it
of
work?
The time I don't even match.
Oh, really?
What's clean?
Whatever's
what
clean, I'll wear this. This will work out just fine.
We just love racing.
That is so cool. So if anybody was interested in getting into quad racing, do you have a website? Or is it just District 38?
Just AMA District 38, okay. Desert Racing.
And then they'll find the quads in there.
Or Cal VMX,
yeah.
Flat Track,
yeah.
Old School Scrambles, TT Racing.
Right.
There's a lot of different series, and like I said, you may start in one place and end up somewhere else.
Yep.
You know.
Well, and the key is, if people are even mildly interested, they need to at least come out and give it a try. All right, we got to get going. This show's over, but don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is coming up next on FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.